Okay, let's get into Parshas Vayera, Tavshin Peivav. Might be a little shorter, I have to catch a flight tonight, but Hashem, there's so much to talk about in the time that we have. Just to start with, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. Milton, Leilu Nishmas, Dr. Milton Cook. His yard site is the 16th of Cheshvan, November 7th. Learning is dedicated by the Cook family, Leilu Nishmas, Moshe Ben Yosef, Zechron Levracha. Okay, we thank you for the sponsorship. Now let's get into our discussion of Parshas Vayera. We start off Vayera with the appearance of Hashem to Avraham, as we know, without saying anything. Vayera lo Hashem b'lanei mamre, as Rashi points out, he didn't say anything, so he must have just come for a purpose, for Bikur Cholim, right? V'yishe Pesach ha'ol kachom hayam. Vayisa v'yoshev, he was sitting. Avraham was sitting. So Rashi points out that Yoshev is spelled without a vav. Chaser. Yoshev Ksiv, Rashi says, BK Shlamod. Avram was going to stand up. You know, you have a special guest. Hashem walks into the room. You know, yeah, you want to try to stand up. BK Shlamod. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shev Vaniyamod. No, you could sit. I'll stand. You could sit. V'yata Siman Levanecha. And this will be a Siman to your children. As we know, everything in Sefer Bereishis is a Siman. Lubanim, it's foreshadowing what's going to be in the future. The Ramban's Lashon of the Hakdam, in the Hakdam of Shmos, not only Masa Avos Simon Lubanim, but Yitzira Lubanim. It's really creating for the Banim. But Rashi says, Vatos Simon Lubanecha, this is a Simon that you, Avram, are sitting, and I, God, I'm standing. Sha'an at Asira Nilis Yatsev Badas Hadayonim. In the future, I'm going to stand in a Bezdin. Vehein Yosher and the Dayanim are going to be sitting. Shenemar, Elohim Nitzav, or Elohim Nitzav Badaskel. The judges are there, and then they're judging. Hashem's, the Shekhinah is by every Bezdin. And that's the Rashi. So again, it has to do with Dayanim. Aram, you sit because I'm with in the future Dayanim are going to sit. And the question that they ask, if you look at Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, what's the Medrash talking about? Well, Hashem went to visit Avraham Avinu. He's doing Bikur Cholim. What does that have to do with a Bezdin? What does that have to do with being a judge? Now, later on in the Parsha, then we have Avraham and bargaining for Sodom and Hashem being the judge, and Rashi quotes the Kategar and the Sanegar. But what's going on here? V'tzorach biyur kavanas ha-medrash bazeh. What's the kavan of the medrash? She'avim avinu ha-ya'az ba'oso mamad b'pchinas dayan. That Avraham Avinu was a dayan at that moment. U'b'inyin dayanim b'yeshiva leze inyin ha-ya'avram dambos ha-shah. So Rav Salvecha quotes the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara tells us Tana Rabbanan. Many, I'm sure, remember this Gemara. Ani va'ashiv arasha ba'al adin. In the future, or whenever it is, a poor man, a rich man, or a wicked person. The Gemara seems to say wicked here means somebody with a strong Yetzahara. They all come to judgment. La'ani omrim lo. To an ani we say, mimei lo asak de v'torah. Why didn't you learn Torah? Why didn't you live a Torah life? We say to the poor man. I'm Omer. Ani, you see, I was poor. Vitar b'mizonos. I was so focused on my mizonos. I couldn't do all the spiritual things. Omrim lo, we say, klumani ayita yosem mihillel. Were you more in poverty, impoverished than Hillel? Meaning, Hillel. Let's read it. Amar Hillel Zakim. We know the story. Hillel when he couldn't pay the few pennies to get into the base medrash. He went up on the roof and it started snowing and he was moser nefesh to even though he was very, very poor. So if somebody ever says, I was so poor, I couldn't learn and I couldn't devote my life to avodas Hashem. No, what about Hillel? You weren't as poor as him. Ashir omrim lo, and then by a rich man. We say, why not? Im omer, ashir ayisi. You know how many investments I had? You know how busy I was? You know how many meetings I had to do? V'taradaisi ben achasai. Omrim lo, we say also, klum arshu ayita yod mir Reb Lazar. Were you richer than Reb Lazar? Reb Lazar ben Charsom. The Gemara tells a story that he used to go around, that he didn't even tell anybody that he was who he was. And then finally, Russia, right? I had such a great big Yetzahara. V'bnei lo asakta v'tar, imamar noya hayisi. I'm a very handsome. V'tar b'yitzri. Klum anah ayita yot mi Yosef hatzadik. Yosef was pretty handsome and he was put into very difficult, compromising situations and he overcame. And what's the last line of the Gemara? Nimsa, line 14. Hillel mechayev es ha'aniyim. Hillel is mechayev. Meaning if an ani says, I couldn't, Hillel says, you're chayev because look, I did it. The story of Hillel is mechayiv. Rabbi Elazar ben Charso mechayiv es ha'ashirim, for the rich, and Yosef mechayiv es ha'rishayim. Fine. That's the story in Yuma. What does that have to do with us? Tehine, says Rav Soloveitchik. Bevada yadua, she'ina kadosh baruch hu ba b'trun yibir Yosef. Obviously, Hashem is always fair. Hashem is the ultimate in fair. Tzadik v'yashar. If it would be impossible to keep the Torah in certain situations, if it was really impossible in a certain situation to keep the Torah, then Hashem wouldn't punish because it's impossible. Right? Hashem wouldn't make a shlichus if it was impossible. Ach im lomrot godel avonav. If you look at Hillel, with his poverty, he was still able to be Mekayim the Torah. Be'echodah shel Hillel. V'lomar godol ashro. And with his great riches, Rav Elazar ben Charso still kept the Torah. That shows to other aniyim that it's not impossible. You could do it too. I'm not Hillel. Yeah, but you could do it. We're a little, the Gemara, the assumption of the Gemara is that we could be like Hillel. And Yosef. The Gemara is telling us something. Look how powerful each of us are. If we could be, we're put in the same standard. So the fact that Hillel does it shows that it's possible and therefore is mechayev everyone else to do it. Hari zemor shoy efshar af l'shar aniyim v'l'shar ashirim la'asos la'asos kein. Right, and that's the yisod. Ubeh mitzvah gemara hachi yisod gadol hema. The zos ha-Torah, and then he adds, what Rav Soloveitchik said in other places, this whole gemara reflects the idea that Torah and avodas Hashem is possible in any society, in any situation, in any century. The Zos HaTorah Efshel L'Kaima B'chol Malkama B'chol Zman U'v'chol Matzav U'v'adar Drush. And Rav Soloveitchik used to say that if it was up to him, he would have written a 14th Animamin to add on to the Rambams. Animamin Muna Shalema Zos HaTorah Efshel L'Kaima B'chol Matzavim. The Torah can be fulfilled in every situation, in every tkufah, in every epoch, in every season throughout history. So that's the Gemara. Again, what does this have to do with us? Okay, now we get back to us. V'hine, one of the malachim was on a shlichus to destroy Sodom. So, v'im yit'anu anchi stone v'yomer. But one second. Maybe the people of Sodom will say, the whole world was so corrupt. It was impossible to not act this way. V'yomru, she'i efshar hoya lohem linhog b'chaim shol tzedek v'yosher. It's impossible to have lived a life of righteousness and correctness. Look where we live. Everybody in this area is terrible. It's full of, it's impossible. We're not to blame. It's impossible. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu lives not so far. And look at his life. And look what he's accomplished. Dafka, the malach that goes to destroy Sodom, first goes to Avram. If you know that, Rashi quotes the beginning of the parasha, right? There, a malach doesn't do two shlichios. So the three malachim, it's an unbelievable diak. Three malachim went to Avraham. Which three? One to heal Avraham, one to tell Sarah she's going to have a baby, and one to destroy stone. Why did that one have to go to Avram first? Why weren't there just two malachim? Avram needed three guests, needed a mezumin, right? Two and him would have been a mezumin anyway. Right? They weren't Jewish. So why did that malach? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He went there. Why do you have to go to Avram? Just go straight to Sodom. No. Part of the destruction of Sodom is for the malach to see Avraham. And to tell the people of Sodom, oh, we're not obligated? No. Alzeh yuchal kadosh baruch hu laharos lahem es hatzadik Avram Avinu. Shekar bakir of makam mamish. He's very close. Vayabeso pasuach lahachnas hazarchim. Look at him. You have rules against Hachnas Hazarchim. Ba'ofan she'efshar lanu lomar, Avram Avinu, mechayev anshei Sodom. He was mechayev. Dugmas masha'am, like Hillel, mechayev is the aniyim, Avram Avinu was mechayev anshei Sodom. V'yav she'Avram Avinu lohaya, and therefore, that's the judgment. Right? What did Rashi say? It's a reference to judgment. Hashem says, you sit like in the future. Because you're like a dayan. So even though it's not mamish a dayan, v'av shavim avinu, line 33, lo haya mishamish kan b'torah's dayan, he's not exactly a dayan, v'lo haya chaver b'shem bezdin, mikom akom, but still, the fact that his life would obligate Anshei Sdom, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atasim Levanecha. That's what Hashem is saying. You're a simon. Ki'ilu haya hu hadayin b'mishpat hazeh shal Anshei Sdom. Like he was the dayan. He's judging and he's saying, no, you're chayev, so to speak. So now Rav Shechter talks. V'yesh lahosif al zeh od lomar. I think this was him. Unless it's Rav Soloveitchik also, but if not, it's Rav Shechter. Shalo raksh Avraham Avinu gar b'kirv makom. Not only was Avraham, did he live, did he survive spiritually, but he was mashpia on others. It wasn't just him. Elo sheshpia af al hamon b'nei adam acherim l'nogim b'chayim. Remember the spiritual parade that is described by the Rambam. There wasn't just Avraham. There were thousands and ten thousands that were inspired by Avraham. And Yitzchak continued. And Hatzlachas Avraham b'chinuch b'no and Yitzchak. So you don't have a leg to stand on still. Lefecha chayetzorech hamala gavriya, line 47. Shenishlach mibidas adin kedei lafok astom amora. Levot chilu levakre etzal Avraham. Well, Leroy calls that. First you got to go see Avraham. And then you go be mahapech stone. Right? Why do you have to go there? And that's why right afterwards it says they looked at, Vayashkifu, right? They overlooked, saw a stone when they're still standing on Avraham. As if there's a kesher between the visit to Avraham and the looking over at stone. There is a kesher. There is a kesher. Right? That's what the stories have to be seen one in light of the other. Actually, it continues on the top of the next page. Right, the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham, and that's why my time initially shared Hashem Hilu Biyacha. That's why they were all sent together. Michael Midas Harachamim to tell about Leidas Yitzchak and Gavriel Midas Hadin. That's the Zelazet. Okay, so that's Rav Soloveitchik. There's another idea a couple hundred years before that from the Maharal in his commentary, not as elaborate, but it is a commentary here Gur Aryeh regarding this Rashi. Again, Rashi says, you stay seating because, you know, it's like a Bezdin. What does a Bezdin have to do with this experience right now? Says the Maharal here on the top left. What does this have to do with Avram's life right now? Mipnei, ki mitzvas hamila goreim shashchina im Yisrael. Mila causes hashras hashchina. Bris Mila, we know, is a bris. A bris is a covenant. A permanent, eternal covenant. We're connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us forever. That's what Mila causes. Shashchina im Yisrael. Mibrei shehi abris v'hachibur bein Yisrael aviyim shabashamayim. A bris guarantees, right? Eliyahu HaNavi comes to a bris. But the Shechina, if there's arlus, like the Mishnah describes in Nedarim, it's ma'us lefnei ha-makom. Mila, no, Hashem is invited in. And that creates a relationship. So Hashem visits us when we have Mila. So too, he visits Dayanim. V'yesh bazeh davar nifla. Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitzavim Dayanim. Lefi, Hashem comes and stands by Dayanim. The Dayanim are sitting and Hashem is standing. Is that so covetic? Lefi, she'en kan yeshiva shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh hashafel. Hashem doesn't sit in this world. Lefichach, hu omeid, v'adayanam yeshivasam, b'makom hazeh. He stands, v'adayanam sit. What is that? What is that about? V'kolzeh b'pnei she'nasan li'Yisrael hamila she'yabris. Once there's a bris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comfortable with coming to us, so then that creates a relationship that allows for even Hashem to come to us and even stand while we're sitting. Why? If we're two strangers, if a stranger comes into my house and I'm sitting and the stranger is a very hush a person and standing, it's not so coveting. I should stand up also. But if I'm very close to the hush a person and we're good friends also besides that, v'chol bris bein shnei ohavim, if there's a covenant between two people who are very fond of each other, sheha ohev mare ahava, the ohev, the one who loves, shows his love, kasher hu bala makom shesham ohavo, when he comes to visit his beloved, he doesn't mind if his ohavo, who is the host, is sitting, and he, the ohev, the guest, is standing. So says the Maharal, the Bris Mila created a covenant between Jews and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then later allowed Hashem to be so close to us that when he comes to visit us, he's fine standing, even though we're sitting. So that's, it doesn't really have to do with a dayan right now, right? That's what the Rav Soloveitchik's idea was, machayev, but this is more saying that the bris milah created the relationship, which would then allow for that reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming, Elohim Nitzav, Badas, Badas Kel. Okay. Moving right along to the next pasuk. Again, Vayera, we could spend many hours on. Avram lifts up his eyes. Vihine shlosha anashim nitzavim alav. There are three men. Vayar es l'krasami pesach ha'oel v'yishtachu arzu. He runs, and he bows down. Vayomar, and he says. The next word is unclear. How to say it? I'll read the whole pasuk. Vayomar Adonai imna matzasi chen beinecha amal savar me'alav decha. If I find favor in your eyes, please don't leave. So Rashi, if you remember, quotes two days here, whether that word, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that second word in the pasuk is Lashon Kodesh. Avram is talking to Hashem and say, Hashem, I gotta run, wait a minute. Meaning, Avram is having this spiritual experience with Hashem, and he leaves. And this is where the Gemara learns out in Shabbos, Gedol Achnas Azarchim, Yosef Me'ekval Espanei Ashkina. Avram left. We discussed in previous years. We know it from Avraham, but how did Avraham know it? Okay, we discussed that. Or this is Lashon Chol, meaning he's talking to the head of the three, and he says, my master, please come and be my guest. And be my guest. Okay. Says the Netziv, first of all, why does it say Vayar twice in the Pasuk? Vayiseina Vayar, Kenishlosha Hashem Nisavim Allah Vayar. Right? Vayar twice. So that's the first question, source number four, the Hamak Davar. Shtei pa'amim, v'amru barabba, and he quotes the Medrash. Vayar b'malachim, vayar b'shechina. It's like Avram looked this way and that way. He saw the Shechina, he saw the Malachim. What does that mean? Veinu mavur kol kach. What's going on here with this seeing? Va'odi sasham, another Medrash there, Amar, Avram says, im yiu mechabdin ze et ze, b'nei adam gedolim heim. If they're mechabit each other, that shows they're very chasha people, and I'm going to go bring them into my house. As if to say what? If they weren't covetic of people, then he's not going to bring them to his house. And Hachnas Hazarchim is only for chasha people? What does that mean? So three questions. Why the double Lashon Vayar? The Medrash says, Vayar b'malchem, Vayar b'shechina. What does that mean? And then the Medrash says that he only was going to take them in and go be machnas them if they were chasha people. If you saw they were mechabit each other. But if they were just stomp people, then he wouldn't bring them in. L'chara kasha. V'chimishu machnas oreach middakdek al ha'oreach im huadam gadol lo. Only a great person. There's a Ramah, I think, in Hilchos Shabbos that says, hachnas is orachim is when it's dafka, not your friend. Because your friend, that's like machnas chaveiro. Oreach is dafka somebody who is not so close. So what's going on here? Says the Netziv, elakach inyan Avram Avinu, Chidushim here. Avram Avinu was having a halachic conundrum that he's trying to figure out. Ela, kacha inyan. Bashar hoya Avram Avinu shakua ba'osasha. At that moment, Avram Avinu was having an unbelievably religious, spiritual experience talking to God. Ba'osasha. Me'avas Hashem u'ba'akbalas p'nei ashchina. U'milvach u'tanig nifla. Besides the fact that it is amazing, the tainug, the spiritual pleasure that Avram Avinu was having at that time, odu mitzvah saseh, it's a mitzvah saseh to be connected to Hashem. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, as I explained elsewhere. Avas Hashem is when I'm talking to Hashem. That's a form of Avas Hashem. According to this, maybe whenever we daven and we talk to Hashem, that's part of our mitzvah of Avas Hashem. You love people you talk to. So if you're talking to Hashem, that means you love him and you respect him. So he was in the middle of a mitzvah. He was in the middle of Avas Hashem. He's talking to Hashem. And yet, one second, out of the corner of his eye, he sees another mitzvah on the horizon. Mikom akomi misrami eza mitzvah b'shash adam shakua b'Avas Hashem. The rule usually is, if somebody is a mitzvah at a time when a person is shakua b'Avas Hashem, let's translate that to mean learning Torah. What's the usual rule? If somebody is learning Torah and another mitzvah comes up, Right? A mitzvah that doesn't have any set time, like Avas Hashem or Talmud Torah, there's a parallel. You have to stop. Osik v'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, doesn't apply if you're involved in a mitzvah that's constant. Then you'll never do any other mitzvah. Right? So Avram Avinu is talking to Hashem, which is a mitzvah that's without borders, and he sees a mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim that is what we would call a mitzvah overis, a mitzvah that only comes up every once in a while. And that's what his conundrum was. Do I leave or not? What do you mean, do I leave or not? If you're learning Torah, Hachnasas Archim, you have to leave. The Alzei Isa Mezechas Shabbos, let's see. Gedol Hachnasas Archim, Me'akbal Aspenei Ashchina. The Gemara we just quoted. Hachnasas Archim is greater, Shine'amar, as our story. Al Nasavar Me'alavdecha. But says the Netziv, V'eina Kavana, and here's his Chiddush, which is against the Pshat that we usually understand. V'eina Kavana, don't think this means, D'misha Machnas Oreach Gedol Me'amakbal Aspenei Ashchina. It doesn't mean that going to a guest is greater. Which there's so many varts that it is greater. Hashem wants you to do this. That Salam Elokim in a person. No. Elashi Gedola Lidchos Akpalas Pnei Ashchina. Gedola means it's strong enough to be doche talking to Hashem. Why? Because it's a mitzvah overis. Because it's a mitzvah that's passing. Shekachu Ritzoni Yisbarach. Shadei mitzvah ma'asis. Doche mitzvah zu she'ein l'shir v'zman. Because the rule is, if you're involved in a mitzvah that is not limited by time and it's forever and ever, then you have to stop to do a mitzvah that's just passing by. If you're involved in one mitzvah that's passing by, you don't have to do another mitzvah that's passing by. That's osik mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. But says the Netziv, Avram Avinu knew that concept, that if I'm involved in one spiritual experience which has no limits, I stop to do the other mitzvah. Ve'vi arayim Avram Avinu, shivsek b'kabalas b'yashchina, k'te lasok b'achnasos archim. The Rabuza Kamar, there's even a chiddush of Avraham's behavior. The Afilu Achnasas Orchim, she mitzvah gemilas chasadim, doche, mikol shekein mitzvah kavua mea Torah. But now says the Netziv, when does this whole rule apply? And again, the parallel to Talmud Torah, that's only by a mitzvah that cannot be done by anybody else. Achein ze eino ela b'mitzvah shi efshar lehalsos b'yad acherim. If nobody else can do this mitzvah, I have to stop what I'm doing. I have to stop talking to God. I have to stop learning Torah and go do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah she'i efshar la'asos adei acherim. Avalim efshar la'asos b'yad acherim. But if I could do it, b'yad acherim, if it's possible, ein roi lidchos avad Hashem. If somebody else could take care of it, I shouldn't stop talking to God. V'hai zeh domel mitzvah Talmud Torah, right? If my father asked me to get him a drink and there's nobody else in the house, I have to stop learning and get him a drink. But if there are three brothers, one of them is learning, two of them are just sitting around playing, and the father accused one of you get me a drink, one of the other boys have to do it. That was Avram's question to see if they were hush of people or not. Because somebody's going to bring them in, but who's going to bring them in? The calls them of Vuar Bakasov, says the Netziv now. The Netziv often sees halacha in stories in Tanakh. The Avram Avinu Bishar Sharas HaMalachim. Avram looked this way, looked that way. What does it mean, looked and looked? He's trying to figure this one out. Ra malachim ra shchina. He says, Hashem, malachim, what? Okay, I got to figure that out, this halacha question. Right, I'm talking to Hashem, but there are guests. Ra sa malachim gam ra sa shchina. V'hayatama, and he was wondering to himself. Uke'ene yodea malasos. He couldn't figure out what to do. Im lekabo panei hashchina. Do I continue talking to Hashem and let the other people in my family bring in the guests? And that would be fine. Or to do it myself, because they're very chasha people, and the balabayas should be the one to bring them in. And finally, he said to himself, let me check. If they're gedolim and they're giving cover to each other, then I shouldn't just tell my servants. I have to stop. If they're not as chasha people, then I can have my servants bring them in. Says the Netziv, that's what's going on here. Avram Avinu looked this way and that way, right, to try to figure out what he should do in this situation. But again, Gedol Achnasas Archim, Yosmei Akbalas Pnei Ashchina. Remember, just one of the answers that we mentioned to the other question about Gedol Achnasas Archim, how did Avram Avinu know? We know it from Avram. How did Avram know? So one of the answers suggested from years ago, we said that because, if you remember the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisodiyah Torah, talks about the four differences between the Nevuah of Moshe and the Nevuah of all other prophets. Only Moshe was awake. All other prophets were sleeping, they were in a trance, they didn't have their faculties, and that's what happened with Avraham. All of a sudden, he sees the Malachim, and he thinks to himself, why am I seeing the Malachim? I'm usually in a trance. I'm usually, don't have my faculties. I'm not like Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that he saw them, it's what Avraham, it must be that Hashem wants me to see them. And therefore, Gedol Achras Hazorach. Okay. Moving right along. So, we know that putting two Rashis together, we have a question. Right, what happens? What does Avram do the first thing when he sees them? He bows down to them. He runs to them and he bows down to them. Two psukim later, wash your feet and then you'll come inside. Rashi picks up on the difference. Lot says first come inside. Later on, don't wash your feet. Avram says wash your feet first. Why wash your feet first? Kisavur shehem arviyim. He thought they were Arabs. He thought they were Arabs who worshipped the dirt on their feet. Strange type of avodah zara. Who worshipped the dirt on their feet. And he didn't want to bring avodah zara into his house. So that's why he made them wash beforehand. But Lot wasn't as makbid. So one second, put these two Rashis together. Rashi says, one, he made them wash their feet because there's dirt on their feet that might be avodah zara. And what is the first thing he did? He bowed down to them. Is that okay? That was before they washed their feet. Avram would bow down to them with avodah zara on their feet. Is that allowed? That was the question that was asked 500 years ago by the Maharam al-Shaker. One of the late Rishonim, early Achronim, really a late Rishon. If you think that he was a contemporary of the Abarbanel, right? 1466 to 1542. Spain, he was expelled, he went to Cairo, he ended up in Yerushalayim. So the Maharam al-Shaker was asked this question in source number 5. U'mashahuk shalakfot taraso binyan ha-malachim shal Avram Avinu, alav ha-shalom. Yes, be a kasha ben Avraham. If he thought they were Arabs that bowed down to the dirt on their feet, how did he bow down with their avodah zara on their feet? There were four avodos. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, how do I violate avodah zara, worshiping it? Either I worship it in the way that it's normally worshipped, even if it's a unusual, strange way to worship, like Marcolis. How do you worship it? Throwing rocks at it. So if I throw rocks at Marcolis, I'm chayav misa. But then there are four activities that no matter what, every avodah zara, one of these four activities are chayav misa. Doesn't matter what the derech is. One of them is bowing down, right? And being burning an animal, pouring wine. There's a few, four avodos. So bowing down is one of them. So how did Avraham Avinu bow down to the feet, right, if there is a dirt on it that could be avodah zara? Says the Maharam al-Shaker, Vadai de'eni roe bekan shum koshi. I don't see a problem here. Delo asru ela hamishtachave la avodah zara atzma. There's only an iser to bow down to actual avodah zara. Aval mishtachave la oved avodah zara eino asr. It's not asr to bow down to a oved avodah zara. Right? Only to a avodah zara itself, like it says in the quotes of Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Tanya lo sishtachave lohem, lohem yata mishtachave, aval ta mishtachave lohem shakamoscha. You're not allowed to bow down to avodah zara, but you're allowed to bow down to people. Yochal afilu nevad kehaman. You might think even if the person is worshipped like Haman, you have a person who is an avodah zara, God himself. Tamalav no, that's not allowed. So what does the Gemara say? If the person is avodah zara, you're not allowed to bow down. But if something is connected, if something is an ovid avodah zara, there's no problem to bow down. So says the Maharam al-Shaker, Alma, dein iser l'shtachvos l'adam ovid avodah zara. There's no iser to bow down to someone who worships avodah zara. Umina, and let me take this one step further, middle of the line, diafiluk shahaisa avodah zara tluya alav. Even if the avodah zara is hanging on the neck, mutter l'shtachvos lo, delo mechzi ela kedei l'chabdo. he assumes there is no Isser. Even if it's hanging on the neck, if you're doing it and it's clear that you're doing it for just to show kavod to the person. If the person wants you, like in the story with Haman, and Haman had an idol on his neck, and to bow down to that idol, that was the purpose of bowing down, and that was Haman's kavana, then that's something else. Right? But that was because Haman wanted you to bow down to his idol. But if it just happens to be an Avodah Zarah hanging or on the feet, like by Avram Avinu, says the Maharam al Shakir, he doesn't think that's Asur. Diba Avodah Zarah, Tluya Lav Asur, because if it would be Asur, Lema, why does it say like Haman, who was worshipped? It should say Haman, Chayis Avodah Zarah, Tluya Bitsavaro. It should say it's hanging. It must be that it is not a problem. And he says, I found this in a contemporary of mine a little bit earlier from the Chumash Hadeshen. Almost every Chumash Hadeshen is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chumash Hadeshen has what many probably are thinking of right now. And what about a priest or a cardinal? Al Odos HaGalachim, four lines from the bottom. Sheish Lahem To'eva Kvua Lifneim Bibigdehem. Right, they have a cross. Nero Lee says the Chumash Hadeshen, and again, we're not getting into the Lamaisa now. The Gemara talks about Maris Ayin issues. But if it's clear that you're doing it L'Shem just to be nice, says the Chumash Hadeshen, Nero Lee Shem Mutter L'Shtachvos Lohem, V'Lakum Mipneihem. Me'achar Shein Osen Atzmam Avod Azara, V'Nevadim Elam Ibnei G'dulasan. It's Mutter Me'ikar Adin to bow down to the, bend down to the person to say hello, and to stand up if they come into the room. Shehem, sharam lo, mibneg dulasam. Lo mibneg shesivar, because you're not doing this because of the cross. Sheishalayim. And he quotes the same Gemara in Sanhedrin. Again, there are Maris Ayin issues here, but this is the Shita, but again, without getting, this is not a halacha lamaisa shir, as we know, but he brings a raya from Avram Avinu. How did Avram Avinu bow down to the dirt before he had them wash their feet? If it was Avodah Zarah, said the Maharam al-Shakir, there's no Isser in that case. Okay. Moving right along to the story of Sodom. Again, as we said, there's so much to talk about here. We'll have to do what we can. So the story of Sodom, we never did this, Ramban. Right, what happens? Lot brings the guests in. And he tells them, don't wash your feet, because I don't want people to think that you've been here a long time. And they surround the house, and they say, quickly send out the guests. Ayei an Hashem asher bo'e lecha alayla. Hotzi'eim eleinu v'nei do'osam. Send them out, v'nei do'osam, so we can abuse them. V'nei do'osam. Why were they so intent? Okay, they don't want any room. Why were they so anti-guests? Out of all the things we know, they were anti. Right? The Gemara tells crazy stories about what they used to do to guests, right? It's a tall guest, a short guest, right? Lot's wife poured the honey not the Lot's wife, but she didn't give salt, and the other people of stone poured the honey, as the Gemara says, on the girl. Says the Ramban in source number 6. Vineda osam. Kavanasam lachalos es haregel mi beneim p'divir abosenu. Says the Ramban now in source number 6. On the right side, they wanted to stop guests. Why? Kichashvu. They closed their borders. Why they want closed borders? Kichashvu sheba'avur tovas artsam. Remember why Lot chose that? It was the most fertile area in the world. It was lush. It was, if we open our borders, there goes the neighborhood. Everybody's gonna come. Ki chashvu shebavur tovas artsam shi kagan Hashem yavou sham rabim v'heim ayu moaseh atztaka. We don't need anybody. But they took this to an extreme. And it could be once you start not having some guests, becomes part of who you are. That's why they closed, that's why they were so anti. Because they knew they had something good and they didn't want anybody else to have it. Avalot ba'ashro umamono ba'aleim. How did Lot get in then? How did Lot get in? So either he was a millionaire. Everybody wants millionaires. You know, it's fine, you can come. Ba'ashro. Osha bikish mem reshus. He asked permission from them to come live there. Osha kiblu l'chavad Avram. Or because of his famous uncle. Right? They all knew the uncle, the four kings and the five kings. Va'akasiv me'it shezos kavanasam. Right? And the pasuk is made that this was their kavana. Shenemar, hine ze haya avon sto machoscha gaon shivazim v'chulu. What's the pasuk? V'chulu. Skip a couple of lines. Line 6. V'yaldas raboseinu hayu b'yam kol midos rose. They had all the midos rose. Avon nigbar dinam al oso ha'avon mibnei shelo echziku yad ani ve'evyon. But the final nail in the coffin was a lack of chesed. They did all the averes in the book. But a lack of chesed, ki hayu tedirim ba'oso avon yosem mikulam. That was the constant. The constant lack of chesed. V'gam ki kol ha'am, and it makes it even more radical that Lot went there after knowing where he came from. V'gam ki kol ha'amim osim stokosim ra'am v'man aniyam. The average country takes care of its own poor. Lohayu b'chol ha'goyim kistom lachzarias. There was not a brazen, more mean and wicked nation like stone. They didn't take care of their own. And then the Ramban adds one line, which connects to what he says many times in the Sefer. There was no place in the whole world like this. Maybe, maybe not. V'daki mishmat stom haya l'malas Eretz Yisrael. You want to have a stone somewhere else, maybe that could survive. But to have such an anti-chesed existence in Eretz Yisrael? No, that can't be. That can't be. Ki bechlal nachlas Hashem be'eno sovel asanchi to'evos. You can't have such abominations here. V'katra taki es agoy, like the pasuk says in Achremos, that's where the Ramban talks about this fully. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, destruction. Gafris v'melach, sreifa kalarza. The land of Israel, the palace of Hashem cannot stand and exist with this reality, and therefore it was destroyed. So number one, no guest. They didn't want to have the influx of immigrants. Chamas and anti-chesed was unique, because even other nations took care of their own, and Eretz Yisrael made it worse. Related to this is the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar's comment in the source where they get mad at Lot. What happens? Lot says, no, take my daughters. Very strange, pasuk. And he says, Vayomru gesh hala vacholu v'yishlachon amet stom. Even before that, right when they come, and they say, Nasabo labayis v'yikru Lot, ayon Hashem. And Lot came out and said, come on, let's talk about this. Vayomru gesh hala. Vayomru echad balagur. So one person, you came to live, vayishpot shafota. And all of a sudden, Vayishpot Shafot. What's the double lashon of Vayishpot Shafot? What is that double lashon? Says the Klei Yakar. Shlomo Ephraim Lenschitz. Says the Klei Yakar in Source 7. Ha'echad balago Vayishpot Shafot. Hare. As Rashi says. Ba'oso yominu shofit aleim. They made him a judge that day. He must have had charisma. He must have had, like, they allowed him in. What are they complaining about? Yeah, he's a shofet. Vayishpot, you're trying to make a mishpat and judge shafot, something that's already been the law for years. Meaning, there weren't just anti-chesed, like, you know, what, and their whims. It was enshrined in their constitution that you can't have guests. You're trying to change the constitution. Vayishpot shafot. Ki kvar sham sam lo choku mishpat sha'oreach beraglav lo yavol hechalo shol shemechad. That's already in the rule book. Ve'echata rotza l'shanos hachok ha'shafut kvar. Well, you want to change? You want to judge something that's already been judged? We didn't allow you to become a judge to make new laws, just to apply what's already been there. And that's shafot shafot. But this reflects the evilness of stone. Wasn't just that they didn't do chesed, but it was the law. It was the law. The same thing Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes Yaakov back in Parshas Noach. It says the same idea regarding the Dor HaMabul. Again, we're not going to read the whole thing, but the Dor HaMabul, it wasn't just that they stole, but that was the ideal, that was the law of the land. Chamas was the law of the land. They decided that that should be the din, right? Sheima, look on line 17. Im haaretz kula hechlita levatel echad midini haTorah v'kiblu aleihem lisnag al pidinim v'chukim chadashim. That's a form of avodah zara, and that's a last straw, and that has to be removed. So that connects to the Ramban and the Klei Yakara both. You know, what made it so evil was that it was institutionalized evil. Not just people doing it themselves. Okay. And one final thought related to the Akedah. Again, I'm sorry it's a little shorter this week, but that's what we have time for. The Akedah. We've spoken often, and this year we'll have a new idea, about why the Nisayon is formulated as V'Elokim Nisa es Avraham. Hashem tested Avraham. Why is it Avraham's Nisayon and not Yitzchak's? Right. Many answers given to that question. This year, let's see the Apurion. This is the author of the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch in his commentary. He quotes an answer from the Drushes Haran. Makshim amai lo nisyachis ha-Nisayon li-Yitzchak. Why not Yitzchak? Yitzchak was ready to give his life. V'yelchu shneim yachdav. Right? Why dafka Avraham? Venirali, Alpi Mashakasib Bidrashas Haran. Right? What it says in the Drashas Haran, Ki Adavar Hanisi. Shahaya Pam Achas Ba'olam, Nokel Yoser, Lavo Oda Pam La'olam, Midavar Chadash. If something happens in the world once, it's easier to happen a second time. It's the first time something happens, it's once it's there, it's easier. Like they talk about this it's in the Bria. Once the Bnei Yisachar writes, the days that we celebrate Nisan, like Hanukkah and Purim, once it happened, it had an effect, and that effect stays. And that's why you could daven for Nisim on those days, because it's in the Bria. Once it happened, once it's there. And that's why we celebrate those days. And we say Alanisim on those days. So says the Apirion, Vihinei, Hanisayon sha'adam yimsar atzmo lemisa b'dvar Hashem. The fact that a person is moser nefesh and is ready to give his life for Hashem, that happened before. It's already in the Bria that Nisayon, that an act to give your life for God, kvar haya ba'olam, ka'avraham, ba'avraham shi'pilu nimra l'kifshan, ha'ish. As we know, it's Merumas in the Torah. But Avraham was ready to give his life. That was a Yitzchak act. So that's already been done. So that's why it's unbelievable, but it's a lower level of a Nisayon. To give my child to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's never been done before. That type of Nisayon, that's breaking fresh ground in Nisyonos. Somebody who, you know, teshecht his son, zos od lo haya ba'olam. Once that was done, now that's in the world. And we know throughout history, you know, parents and children and all Jews throughout history have given their life and their whole families. But that's the Apirion. Right, it was dafka l'shem. It was a new nisayon because this is a level to give one's life. That's one level. To give a child's life, that's a different level of nisayon, and that's why the Apirion says it's called Avraham's test and not Yitzchak's. Okay, again, Vayera is jam packed. Feel free to enjoy maybe I'll throw in one more thought. One more thought that I mentioned. I think I have 2 minutes. One more thought that I mentioned. I think in a different shiur. But I'll mention it now. At the end of the Parsha, I heard this B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik also. At the end of the Parsha, it says that we have a high and the Akedah, and then the last couple of Psukim are like, it was very mundane and blah. And Avram, what happens? Avram hears Milcah had a baby, Lenachar Achicha, and it goes through the 12 of Besuel. Right, Bzuel had his Rivka, Milka had 8, and they had 4. What are all these? So Rashi goes, it's to tell us that Rivka's been born. I think I saw B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik over Yantif, that this was part of the Nisayon of the Akedah. Now that Avram Avinu, he's had a tough life, right? It was hard for him to have a kid. It's hard for him to his wife to have a kid. And Nisyonos and famine and all these things and wars. And then he looks at his own family, right? His brother. And he hears about his brother's life. 12 tribes and Nachas and Shalva. All good things. What does Avram think at that moment? Does he give a little krechts? Oh, he's got a good life. Look at my, I have such challenges and I wish. That's part of the Nisayon. Part of the Nisayon is for Avram to be sameach b'chalko, for Avram to say, no, this is my life and I appreciate it and I cherish it and I know this is what's good for me because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's part of the Nisayon. That shalva that's mentioned for Nachar, but that's what we appreciate about Avram, and that's a message for all of us in life. Never to look to the sides, to appreciate and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have in our package, in our own bundle. Okay, we'll stop here.